reindeer are excited and they look so very cute. Instead of straps around their necks, they wear a parachute. The elves are working on the plane as it takes off for the air. And toys are stacked in the bomber's rack for Rudolph the Bombardier. The elves are filling up the plane with plenty of gasoline. And Mrs. Claus,
why, she of course,
makes sure the plane is clean. Around the world now church bells chime and Christmas trees shine bright as Santa prepares to take his trip on Christmas Eve tonight.
Christmas fun is here again, there's no more present fee, 'cause Uncle Sam decided to buy Santa Claus a jet. Grown-ups act like little kids, waiting for their toys, while Santa jets around the world to all the girls and boys.
Hey Pedro, look in the sky, is that a bird?
No.
Is that a plane?
Of course it's a plane, stupido. That's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? What is he doing in a plane?
Uncle Sam bought him a plane so he could drop little toys to all the boys and girls on Christmas Eve, if you're good.
Donna and Blixen, Cupid and Nixon are excited about the trip. When Santa told them about the plane, oh, you should have seen them flip. Well, in their hearts, they jumped for joy, but Rudolph played it cool. When Santa was away on trips, he went to flying school.
Christmas time is here again, there's no more fuss or fret, 'cause Uncle Sam decided to buy Santa Claus a jet. Grown-ups act like little kids, waiting for their toys, while Santa jets around the world to all the girls and boys.
Hey, Pedro. Were you a good little boy?
See,
I think I was a good boy too. We both going to get very, 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 very big presents for Christmas. You know why? Because I think Santa was doing something right. He's flying a big plane now. He catch up with everybody.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
WMFO in Medford.
Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down.
at 7:06 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back me up once again, Billy Manners Orchestra, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Mambo. Just heard Chuck Berry in the iconic Run, Rudolph, Run, 1958 on Chess. For that, Frank Linden and Santa's Jet, track released in 1965 on Laurie. For that, another tribute to Dino Danelli, drummer for the Rascals, who this past weekend, the age of 78, Rascals and Love is a Beautiful Thing from the Collections LP, 1966 on Atlantic. I might play another cut off that album. Before that, Billy Guy and the Odds and Ends, Looking Like a Nut Nut, from the Butt Shaker Soul Party Volume 2 compilation, came out on Mr. Lucky, unknown date on that. Originally released on the Soul City label in 1968. For that, Nathaniel Mayer with Mr. Santa Claus, track originally released on Fortune in 1962. I'm not gonna lie, I got off the best of thingy. Going back to the Village of Love, 1996 on Gold Dust in Italy. And we kicked it off with the Rendezvous and The Maid, originally released on the Cycle label in 1965. I get this off the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 7. Well, let me just, here we go. Yes, anyway. Back from the Grave Volume 7 came out in 1988 on Crypt, two record set. Anyway, coming up in the second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows, a tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker, both related to Christmas. This week's song that everybody knows will be another tribute to Dino Danelli. I love the Rascals. I was very disappointed when I bought tickets and they were canceled. It actually was a illness, Ronnie Spector, dealing with a fight with cancer. Anyway, later in the hour, I will mangle another live PSA, and I want a request for Richard out in Winthrop. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Christ's sake.
I was feeling
Hi, this is Chris Major.
I gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Well, here it is, Christmas. My, how the time flies. Why, it was just a few short months ago when we decided to say our goodbyes. So, here it is, Christmas. And I hope things are well with you. Oh, I've been to a few parties, a couple of plays, and, well, it sort of gave me something to do. I'd go to parties, have a drink, and always I'd want to leave. But folks don't throw too many parties on Christmas Eve. 'Cause it's mostly, I guess, for families, not for the drinking crowd. It's for children's laughter and excitement, and not for something lush and loud. So here it is, Christmas. I know you're lying by the fire, listening to Christmas music and watching the flames go higher. And me, I'm here in my apartment, listening to the trucks go by. A train and an occasional taxi, and having a martini drive. And thinking about our 27 happy Christmases together. Then our love just somehow fell apart. Oh, we'll make it all right, I'm sure, this way, but, you know, tonight it sort of tugs at the heart. And I sure hope the kids come over, or at least I hope they'll phone. I sure hate to think on Christmas Eve that you're having to spend it all alone. And I'd feel a whole lot better about it if you had someone there who cared. 'Cause it's tough, just you and the memories and all the Christmases that we shared. But I got things to occupy my mind, like trying to wrap this stupid gift and wrestling with this flat martini, hoping it'll somehow give me a lift. But here it is, Christmas, and I'm not gonna shed a single tear. So, Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Though you're with somebody new, thought I'd send a card to say, wish this joyous holiday would find me close to you. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. And a Happy New Year too. Twas a Christmas Eve we met, a holiday I won't forget, for that's when we fell in love. I still remember the gift you gave so apart. Have a Merry Christmas, baby, and a Happy New hoping that you'll find a love as true as mine to last a lifetime through.
Hi, this is Chris Major, host of Strike the Box here at WMFO. But right now, you are listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex. And if you hate my show, then you only have Alex to blame, since he was one of the biggest influences for me to do a show here.
Played it for her, he played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Impersonates a watering can.
At 7:28 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard A Christmas Camel from the first album by Procol Harum, self-titled, 1967 on DRAM. Request from Richard from Winthrop. Well, that Gang Green, Voices Carry. I was going to do it even if I no other Christmas songs. I think I was going to throw that in there. Voices Carry by Gang Green, channeling Till Tuesday from Another Wasted Night EP. Came out in 1988 on Tang. For that, Dodie Stevens with a bonus tearjerker. Merry Christmas, Baby, 1960 on Dalton. And before that, this week's tearjerkers, only Darlene Lacey can introduce it. Red Solvine, and here it is, Christmas. I got off the Christmas with Red Solvine CD. Came out in 2011 on Gusto. Originally released on Gusto in 1978. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, if an 8-year-old number one son can introduce it, the Young Rascals with Good Lovin', 1966 on Atlantic, in memory of Dino Danelli, drummer who passed away at the age of 78 earlier this week. And, well, let's go back with that. Anyway, for the Young Rascals, we opened the set, the first set of the second hour, with The Little Kids and Santa Claus is Stuck in the Chimney, 1966 on Tower. Anyway, hey, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area, across the internet, make me an ID. All I got to do is mention Alex at Desperate Hours, WMFO, and all their possible combination. Claims claim to fame or lack thereof in general geographic area or planet, and all their possible combinations. Make a wave or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And there you go. You'll be a star. Got to make it FCC clean. No F words, no S words, or any other kind of words. Just what I told you. Anyway, let's get back into it. We got one short set, one slightly longer set. We put this year's Christmas, mostly Christmas special, out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Close your eyes real nice and tight. Santa comes tonight.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two. Lum de lum de la, yeah, and I'm
lum de lum de la, yeah.
Yeah.
Show at 0930. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of God and a few Marines.
Away up north in Wonderland, there lives a jolly little man. He's Jingle O the Brownie. He works for Santa Claus. He shakes the clouds and makes it snow. He plants the Christmas trees that grow. And when he walks, he bounces just like a rubber ball.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle O the Brownie O.
Building toys for girls and boys to fill old Santa's sleigh.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle O the Brownie O.
He works and sings a jolly song and dreams of Christmas Day. Now Jingle O, he makes a trip each day in his red rocket ship around the world to see if you're being good or bad. He's got a great big magic eye that watches you from in the sky. And when he sees you acting mean, poor Jingle O is sad.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle O the Brownie O.
Building toys for girls and boys to fill old Santa's sleigh.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle O the Brownie O.
He works and sings a jolly song and dreams of Christmas Day. He feeds the reindeer sugar flakes and bakes old Santa chocolate cakes. He lights up all the Christmas trees and rings the Christmas bells. He is a busy little man, a-watching over Wonderland. For Jingle O the Brownie is king of all the elves.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle O the Brownie O.
Building toys for girls and boys to fill old Santa's sleigh.
Jingle O, Jingle O, Jingle Jingle O the Brownie O.
He works and sings a jolly song and dreams of Christmas Day.
Drop your arms to the sides of your body. Place your fingers in home key position. In typing, the space bar is struck with the right thumb only. The left thumb is held loosely under the left palm. Place your fingers on the home keys and hold the left thumb under the left palm. Hold the right thumb about 1/2 inch above the center of the space bar. Keeping the other fingers on the home keys, strike the space bar with the right thumb each time I say space. Ready? Space, 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 space.
My dad used to raise turkeys for Christmas. And about a week before, he'd take them into town. He always kept the biggest ones specially for us. And Mom would cook it to a golden brown. One year he brought the usual batch home, just hatched with lots of growing to do. There was one offer skinny-like he put in my care. He never figured he'd pull through. I named him Henry, and with a young boy's touch, I finally got him to grow. Now I knowed what had happened if he'd growed too much. I remember I used to tell him so. Henry, you're growing away too fast. Dad's got his eye on you. And Christmas Day is gonna be your last, eating the way you do. Of course, I never thought about the ones Dad sold, how they'd wind up in the oven too. But I'd seen what had happened when the ones he chose and what him and that axe could do. Early one morning, Dad took him to town. And sure enough, Henry was left. And by Christmas Eve, the way I moped around, they all know how bad I felt. After supper, Dad left the house and everything was quiet except the old hall clock. There was a long, long wait. Then we jumped straight up when that axe hit the chopping block. We shot out the back door to where Dad was. All of us are running around, and Dad just stood there, grinning at us. Then we hear the goblin sound. No, we didn't have turkey that Christmas Day, but that was all right with us. And there wasn't one of us that didn't want it that way. And you know, Henry had a Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Station watching and all the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Hey, you know, saves me the read-through. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Back in the after the last time, Billy May and his orchestra with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Mambo. Just heard Walter Brennan from 1962 on Liberty. And Henry had a Merry Christmas, indeed. Well, then, Tennessee Ernie Ford with Jingle O' the Brownie, 1960 on Capitol. For that, Ronald Lee Ermey. Sergeant, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, and happy birthday to you. Well, that's the Young Rascals and our last tribute to Dino Danelli. Mickey's Monkey and Love Lights from the Collections LP. The second selection from that album, 1966 on Atlantic. Anyway, we got about 17 minutes to go, a little less, 16, 17 minutes to go. Bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
It's the night before Christmas, a time of good cheer, and Santa is coming.
to do for me?
Drive you wild with desire.
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't gonna be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
'Cause Santa's got a brand new bag!
tis on the chimney top with a sleigh and reindeer too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a pack that's busting out with lots of toys for girls and boys, bringing lots of Christmas joy. He's Mr. Jolly Nick. He says, whoa, we've got to stop, and down the chimney he goes. Now you can hear that thump, thump, thump as the reindeer jump around.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa will soon be in your home on this Christmas morn.
At 7:54 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, direct, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, would-have-could-has, and never words from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You just heard the Chimney Top Twist by the Robin Sisters. And before that, you heard the Ronettes with Frosty the Snowman. If you look up the Spinatron playlist, it's going to have them out of order. I'll fix that. Anyway, before the Ronettes, you heard Bob Seger and The Last Herd with Sock It to Me Santa, originally released on Cameo Parkway in 1966. I ain't gonna lie, I got the box set. Cameo Parkway, 1957 to 67. Came out in 2005 on Abco. Before that, Little Corey, and picture Mommy twisting with Santa. And whenever she thinks of Go, Go Mommy Go, when she shouts Go Mommy Go, all I can think of is the opener for Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill. Little Corey, picture of Mommy twisting with Santa, 1962 on the Air label. And we kicked off the set the last set of the evening with Kenny and Corky and Nuttin' for Christmas, 1959 on Big Top. I didn't come even close to really playing everything I brought. I might play a couple of Christmas songs next week as leftovers. But anyway, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And for those who don't celebrate, save me an egg roll, because things might go south where I'm going to be. These were the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Y'all take care.
Out in the shoot? Well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind.